Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. First up, the Linux kernel is on the brink of a major update, with version 6.17 slated for stable release this Sunday. This new version is making waves across the open source ecosystem, bringing significant improvements to a wide range of Linux distributions. Both Ubuntu 25.10 and Fedora 43 are expected to integrate the updates, offering their users a notable leap in usability and performance. Let's break down the standout features coming with Linux kernel 6.17. First, Intel's much-anticipated Panther Lake laptops will debut with supported Xe3 graphics enabled out of the box by default. This alone translates to a jump in graphical performance for users eager to get their hands on the new hardware. For anyone invested in computational power, another highlight is enhanced multi-core symmetric multiprocessing, or SMP for short. Unconditional SMP support across more configurations should mean better responsiveness whenever you tax multiple cores. Think compiling, gaming, or heavy multitasking. On the security front, kernel 6.17 tightens the screws with innovative attack vector controls, specifically targeting CPU vulnerabilities. This is an ongoing quest within the Linux ecosystem, and users can look forward to more dependable system defenses as a result of these proactive measures. Apple users aren't being left out either. New drivers now mean the Apple System Management Controller works straight from the mainline kernel. What's the practical upshot? Smoother reboots and greater compatibility with M1 and M2 Macs as open source finally closes ground on Apple's proprietary gaps. Familiar devices like the Raspberry Pi 5 are also getting a major upgrade thanks to new driver support, as are Intel's Wildcat Lake graphics. Got a hybrid laptop? Expect noticeably better graphics switching with the addition of support for AMD SmartMux technology, helping to balance GPU performance and battery life automatically. If you're more concerned with storage, the ext4 file system, a bedrock of many Linux setups, is also seeing tuned-up performance. Faster file operations and reduced latencies mean your daily workflows and data hunts get a subtle but real speed boost. As anticipation builds for the stable release, the Linux community is already looking ahead to further niceties promised in the Linux 6.18 merge window. It's a clear signal that the open source ecosystem never stands still and is perpetually focused on both immediate needs and future-proofing. Speaking of future-oriented, the Cloud Native Computing Foundation is taking community engagement to another level with Kubernetes Community Days, or KCDs, launching in the first half of 2026. These events are a grassroots celebration of cloud-native technologies and a vital platform for practitioners, contributors, and users to trade ideas and experience. The CNCF isn't sticking to one region either. The events will span a truly global set of cities. On the calendar so far, New Delhi, Guadalajara, and Beijing, among others, with event sizes ranging from intimate 200-person sessions to larger 600-seat meetups. Whether you're a Kubernetes power user or just cloud curious, KCDs promise a direct channel for knowledge transfer, collaboration, and fresh community bonds. Shifting back to the desktop, Ubuntu 25.10's move toward Rust core ETLs is turning out to be a journey with some tough growing pains. While Rust promises safer, modern code, the reality is that many tools, depending on GNU carootles, are running into unexpected headaches. In particular, developers have flagged checksum mismatches and problems executing key applications like Makeself Archives and Oracle's VirtualBox. With the official release weeks away, project maintainers are in full sprint mode, working through compatibility issues to shore up the end-user experience. It's a timely reminder that innovation in open source, while exciting, comes bundled with plenty of real-world challenges. On a related note, System 76's upcoming POP, _OS 24.04 LTS, is also in the limelight, with its open beta drawing plenty of feedback from power users and tinkerers alike. What makes this release unique is the inclusion of the new Rust-based Cosmic desktop environment. Cosmic places a clear focus on user customization, performance, and a next-gen visual experience, delivering a revamped interface and better workflow controls. Top requests from testers so far have included more robust window management, easier workspace switching, and speedier boot and application start times, all of which are priorities for the final build. If you're looking to get hands-on with a more refined, personalized Linux desktop, POP_OS's next release might just be your ticket. Turning to industry headlines, several stories have sparked particular interest this week. First, fans of the Daily Word Challenge Octodore will be glad to know the latest hints and new answer lists are out. The game continues to keep engagement high with a range of creative puzzles and word categories, ensuring players always have something fresh to chew on. Meanwhile, Garena's Free Fire Max is rolling out a new batch of redeem codes for 2024, giving players more ways to score in-game items, skins, and diamonds. It's a nod to the importance of community rewards and the vibrant in-game economies that keep online gaming thriving. Switching to brick and mortar, Flock Safety is expanding its use of drones for retail security. Aimed at tackling shoplifting, these high-tech deployments exemplify growing trends in using drones and AI-driven devices for mainstream business security needs. This isn't just about deterrence, it's also showing how surveillance tools can integrate with day-to-day retail operations. In the financial sector, 9 of Europe's most prominent banks have announced a major joint project, launching a euro-backed stablecoin by 2026. Their aim is to give European markets a stronger competitive and technological footing, specifically against stablecoins currently dominated by the US dollar. If successful, this initiative could be a game-changer for cross-border payments and digital finance throughout Europe. On the AI front, AMD has unveiled Linux support for their new GIA software, an open-source toolchain for generative AI built on Vulkan. Right now, Gaia focuses on GPU acceleration and is being welcomed in the developer community, although it currently lacks support for neural processing units. The rollout marks a big step toward democratizing GenAI research and development on Linux-powered systems. On the policy side, Microsoft has taken firm action regarding user privacy, suspending certain cloud services used by Israel's defense ministry in the wake of a major surveillance scandal. It's a story that underscores just how seriously cloud service providers are now treating compliance and individual privacy amid rising forms of digital monitoring. Zooming in on the open source community itself, two stories worth flagging come from recent industry talks and legislative advocacy. At the 2025 CPython Core Dev Sprint, PyPy developer Antonio Cooney delivered a much-discussed talk about the impact of just-in-time, or JIT, compilation on Python's performance predictability. His insights illuminated not only the performance gains and pitfalls, but also the complexity JIT brings for developers seeking to tune code for speed and consistency. With Python so deeply embedded in data science, education, and enterprise stacks, understanding the nuances of runtime behavior is more vital than ever. Switching to the legal front, California is poised to pass Bill AB 566, a pivotal measure in the ongoing push for consumer data rights. Now on Governor Gavin Newsom's desk, this law would streamline the process for Californians to opt out of the sale and use of their personal information. The bill reflects a growing global consensus on protecting privacy at scale, putting further pressure on platforms and businesses to clean up data practices. As privacy expectations rise, legal frameworks like this become ever more critical in the tech ecosystem. To sum up, the imminent release of Linux kernel 6.17 is set to unlock better performance, beefed up security, and more inclusive hardware support for users across the spectrum. At the same time, initiatives like Kubernetes Community Days are building new bridges, empowering collaboration and knowledge sharing in the heart of cloud-native development. Yet, as the Rust-Kurutools transition in Ubuntu 25.10 proves, open-source progress sometimes involves moving through stormy seas. Beyond the kernel, a flurry of developments in gaming, retail, banking, and artificial intelligence showcases how tech is transforming society on all sides. Meanwhile, the open-source community continues to reevaluate not just code and protocols but privacy, transparency, and user empowerment in a shifting regulatory landscape. Thanks for listening.